One more item?
Last item concerns proposed amendments to Chapter 260 pertaining to designation of seed areas and clean cull areas to revise culling and inspection procedures for Seaside of the Eastern Shore. Just briefly, what this entails, in the Seaside of Eastern Shore, hand harvesters will walk along and pick, I'll call them select oysters, but that might not be the right term, but they'll select marketable oysters. As they go along, they fill onion sacks, essentially. Sometimes it's been baskets. They're all marketable oysters. Law enforcement has never had a problem with culling or anything like that when they have checked. The problem is that practice involves loading the oysters in onion sacks, placing those on a boat, sometimes mixing in two or three harvesters' onion sacks and having them there, and everywhere else you have a dumping of oysters into a loose pile. The problem that the Seaside Group and Chuck Churn of RNC Seafood pointed out, if they have to dump everything, essentially they're going to turn around and have to put them back in the sacks and take them to market. So it is a little bit of a different situation over there. The commissioner, law enforcement, fisheries management all met on this a couple of weeks ago and found that there really haven't been culling problems. There may be at least an idea that this is a specialized area for this practice, that it's to their benefit to get the best oysters. They're not going to be shoving undersized oysters into these onion sacks because they want to go right to the market. However, this would require a revision, an amendment to the regulation to allow this, and it's still, if you look on the issue about culling and inspecting procedures, Part E, there still is a situation where even though there's not an open pile, that would have to be taken care of by the amendment as well, to let them keep them in the bags. The officer can still randomly select bags. We understand it takes three or maybe a little more than three bags to fill a bushel, a measuring bushel, a U.S. standard bushel, in what's known as tubbing out. That can still be done. And I think everyone feels that this is probably something in the name of efficiency, which is part of 282203 in the Code of Virginia. This does seem to achieve efficiency and not hinder conservation. So staff is recommending to advertise amendments to this chapter to make it lawful for the Seaside hand harvesters to be maintaining their harvest in bags, sacks, or baskets from the time of harvest to time of sale without those oysters having to be placed into the loose pile on the boat.
Thank you, Rob. Any questions? Mr. Fox?
I'll move the staff recommendation.
Second.
Staff recommendation is to go to public hearing. We have a motion and a second. Is there any objection? Hearing none, we'll have a public hearing. Mr. Plumlee seconded. We'll have one public hearing in January. Just one. Good. Thank you all for your endurance. Happy holidays to everyone. Safe travels to those of you who will be traveling.